Again, the good fortune of the believer that the months mean something. If you don't have these months, you just have January, February, March, April, and none of them mean anything at all. Originally they did. For a different ummah, January was named after the god of, you know, Janus, the gates, beginning of the new year. February was named after the god of undertakings. March named after Mars. So the Romans liked to fight wars, and Julius Caesar killed on the Ides of Mars, which was thought to be an auspicious event, a time for an assassination attempt, and so on. But that's ummatun qad khalat. To us, that means nothing at all. It's just January, February, March, April. It means nothing. It's flat. But when you move into a sacred calendar, the world feels different. There are peaks and there are lows. There is an experience of time which is richer than the experience of time.